We now go to the KODY phone lines as we have the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte, Sean Jacobs, joining us. Sean, good to have you on the program again with us, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Now, Sean, before we dive into what we have coming up here in the near future for some severe weather, we've already had a little bit this week. My goodness, Monday was an awfully eventful day for you.
It certainly was. You know, we had a wind report here at the airport of 87 miles per hour. Certainly caused some tree damage in town, some power line damage. I know many were out without power for quite some time. There was also some outbuilding damage here in town. What was interesting is this was the second 85-plus mile-an-hour report that was reported at the National Weather Service here at the airport over the last week. So definitely eventful, definitely eventful.
And not just that severe winds reported out at the airport, there were some strong wind gusts reported out at Bailey Yard.
There was, yes. Estimated 70, 80 mile-an-hour winds out there that my understanding did cause some minor damage, as well as all across southwest Nebraska. We had reports as far south as Imperial and Lamar where power poles were snapped. And again, some farm buildings or outbuildings that sustained some damage, power outages, and of course, widespread tree damage.
And I know at one point later on in the evening, there was some threats of that strong wind and partner with lightning, possible chances for tornadic activity as well with that.
Yeah, thankfully, we tend to look on the leading edge of those type of systems for quick little spin-ups that could cause some damage. Tend to be a little weaker, the tornadoes, but tornadoes nonetheless. And thankfully, we did not have any tornadoes with that event. We did receive some beneficial rainfall, but it took a little bit for that rain to get here. In fact, the lightning was so intense that we were seeing numerous wildfires that were actually, or rangeland fires that were actually getting started by all that lightning. And so thankfully, that rain did come through and help put some of those out and help out those crews.
Now, primarily damage with that storm, Sean, I think there was a lot of branches down, some power lines too, and some outdoor buildings, but has the National Weather Service heard any of any other major damage that occurred on Monday?
No, we did hear of a trailer that was tipped over, as well as some vehicles or tractor trailers that may have been tipped over on the interstate, but nothing significant. I think the biggest impact from the storm was there was some power poles and even some highline power poles to the southwest of here that were broken or bent, as well as some farm equipment, center pivots and stuff that were twisted or rolled.
Yikes.
So I think that's the extent of the most extensive damage.
Now, I was going to ask you, Sean, I was thinking about this on Monday during our severe weather coverage here at the station. How do you keep track of how strong the wind gusts are? I mean, obviously, these are some major winds and a huge threat. How do you track exactly what mile-an-hour wind gusts we're dealing with at the National Weather Service office?
Yes, so certainly we have damage indicators. So, for instance, an empty pivot typically takes about a 70-mile-an-hour wind for it to flip or to knock it over. If that pivot was full, then we know that we have at least a 100-mile-an-hour wind. Then also we have our mesonet across southwest Nebraska, in fact, all across Nebraska. So the mesonet consists of highly accurate weather stations that our technicians maintain or other entities maintain. And we also have our private weather citizens that go out there. They have their weather stations at their home, and they allow us the use of their data, or they call in and report damage or wind to us. They might not be as highly calibrated as the instruments that we use here at the Weather Service, but you can definitely start to see and follow the trends or follow the areas where you're seeing numerous reports like that. And then also, the public plays a huge role with our helping us determine wind speeds. You know, folks will call in all the time and they'll say, well, hey, I got 4 to 6 inch branches coming off of a tree. And from that damage indicator, we know that that's at least a 60-mile-an-hour wind that's causing that damage. So the public plays a huge role with that as well.
Again, we have Sean Jacobs joining us here at the National Weather Service office in North Platte. And Sean, obviously, after that severe weather we had Monday, we had some cooler temperatures yesterday that was accompanied with some large amounts of cloud cover. And that's continuing into today, it appears.
Yeah, that was beautiful yesterday. I know myself, I was out mowing the lawn. I took advantage of it. But it was behind a cold front, so we had some lingering showers and stratus, so some of that layered clouds that kind of hung around here. And we're seeing that this morning. In fact, there's a few showers and even isolated rumbles of thunder just to the northwest of North Platte right now. But what we're looking at, we are looking for that to end rather abruptly as we head into the afternoon today. Increasing subsidence or sinking air will help burn off all those clouds, and it should turn fairly clear fairly rapidly, and temperatures will start warming. We'll be much warmer today than we were yesterday.
And I know that warm temperature going to be here to stay around a little bit and possibly having some chances of getting back up into the upper 90s here in the coming days as well, Sean.
Definitely. I appreciate you bringing that up. We are looking at some dangerous heat indices starting on Friday. We're looking at triple digits, or the potential for triple digit temperatures, both Friday and Saturday here in the listening area. So we're talking dangerous temperatures, and we just want to remind everyone, make sure you take breaks, make sure you stay hydrated, and it would be a good time now just to make sure that you have, you know, adequate ways to keeping yourself cool, because we are looking at some dangerous heat on Friday and Saturday here in the North Platte and other listening area.
Now, Sean, can you tell us about increased chances of severe weather here in the coming days? Obviously, we've had our fair share this week, but do we have increased chances later on this week?
You know, the remainder of the week looks fairly good. Now, I'm not going to rule out additional thunderstorms possibly tomorrow afternoon and evening, though those chances right now, as the forecast sits, looks to be southwest of North Platte, those best chances. Again, can't rule out a strong or severe storm tomorrow in the North Platte area, but I think the best chances are southwest. Then on Friday, that threat area mainly shifts to the northeast of North Platte. So right now, it does not look like we're going to have a repeat Monday. It looks like it's going to be more isolated in coverage and should be away from North Platte.
Well, Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, my friend?
No, just we really appreciate it. And again, just want to reiterate, the temperatures at the end of the week, are going to be dangerous. So now is the time to plan for that. Make sure that your air conditioner is working or you have adequate ventilation in your area, and drink plenty of water.
Well, Sean, we appreciate you taking some time for us this morning. Look forward to talking to you again next week, sir.
I'm happy to be happy to do it. So we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Sean. Talk to you then.
Take care.
Again, Sean Jacobs joining us, the warning coordinating meteorologist of the National Weather Service in North Platte. Appreciate Sean taking some time for us this morning here on KODY to discuss the severe weather we had on Monday and then highlight the increased chances of some severe weather coming up here in the coming week. Again, Sean, the primary concern that he did bring up was the good chances of some pretty concerning heat temperatures here later on in the week. So encourage folks, make sure that air conditioning's working. Probably didn't use it yesterday, might not be using it this morning, but make sure it's up to snuff today. Currently your time in Tampa, service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey, 8:15, 62 degrees, on our way to a high today of 83. We'll step aside for a quick commercial break here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. Coming up next, we have George Haas of Community Connections joining us.